Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Steadwright signs MOU for historic polymetallic copper-lead-zinc-silver-gold Goundafa mine in Morocco. Steadwright Critical Minerals Inc. has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Stay Commercial et Miniere du Sahara for the historic Goundafa mine in Morocco. The mine holds critical and strategic minerals like copper and zinc. Steadwright can earn up to 100% in the project, which has a fully permitted mining and environmental production license. The Goundafa mine, previously operated from 1926 to 1956, has shown significant mineralization potential. Recent reports indicate conceptual resources up to 6.62 million tons with grades of zinc, lead, copper, and gold. The project, located in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains, presents a compelling opportunity for exploration and resource development. With systematic drilling and resource modeling, Goundafa could become a formally classified polymetallic asset with early-stage copper-gold leverage.
One World Products welcomes Ambassador Eartharin Cousin to its board of directors, joining Mignon Moore. One World Products Inc. welcomes Ambassador Eartharin Cousin to its board of directors, joining Mignon Moore. The company, soon to be renamed Isaiah Enterprises, highlights the rare alignment of leadership and global influence on its board. Ambassador Cousin brings over four decades of global leadership, including serving as executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. Mignon Moore, recognized for her strategic thinking in political and corporate affairs, adds her expertise to the board. This marks a defining step in the company's transition to Isaiah Enterprises, focusing on automotive sustainability, renewable materials, and circular economy manufacturing. The company is expanding its presence in automotive and food packaging markets with recent operational milestones showing significant progress in its growth model. For more information, visit the company's website.
Atomera reports on its Talisman Tungsten property, Washington State, plans to offer the project for joint venture. Atomera Minerals Corp. plans to offer its Talisman Tungsten property for joint venture near Laurier, Washington. Tungsten, a critical mineral, holds strategic importance in various industries due to its unique properties. The Talisman Mine, a historic tungsten producer, also contains high-grade copper, silver, lead, and zinc. Atomera's exploration has identified significant metal values and polymetallic mineralization potential. The company aims to joint venture the property to focus on its gold assets, leveraging the historical tungsten production and newly discovered copper-silver enrichment. A drill program is planned to test high-grade scheelite zones and associated copper-silver-bearing sulfides with further geochemical and geophysical surveys. The Talisman property presents a promising opportunity for redevelopment under modern critical minerals initiatives.
Unique handmade holiday gifts for anglers from Outcast Lures. Outcast Lures, a custom fishing lure manufacturer based in Holliston, MA, has introduced impressive collector sets ideal for recreational fishing enthusiasts and Americana arts collectors. The company offers two distinct brands, Outcast Lures and Yellow Star Lures, each with unique designs tailored for specific fishing regions and fisheries. All products are made in the USA, reflecting the company's commitment to domestic manufacturing. Outcast Lures employs local craftspeople for every step of production, from woodworking to packaging. The company's wide range of hand-built products are available online and through US dealers. For the holiday season, Outcast Lures is featuring collector gift sets, pairing multiple lure styles in branded presentation boxes. These sets make great gifts for various occasions, with prices ranging from $65.95 to $94.95.
Q&A with Christopher Thiessen, President and CEO of Klaus Multi Parking America. Christopher Thiessen, President and CEO of Klaus Multi Parking America, is transforming parking from a cost center into a value creator. With a focus on strategic infrastructure decisions, Klaus delivers engineered solutions that unlock development potential and enhance project viability in major U.S. metropolitan markets. Through partnership-based business development, Klaus becomes a key player in unlocking project potential by engaging early with architects, developers, and planners. With a commitment to sustainability and innovative solutions, Klaus is redefining how parking is designed and integrated into urban and suburban development projects across the United States. GCon acquired by Webcore LP in new strategic relationship. Webcore LP, a full-service commercial builder based in San Francisco, has announced the acquisition of GCon, a construction management firm in Phoenix. This strategic relationship will allow Webcore to expand into high-growth technology markets by leveraging GCon's expertise in critical environments such as data centers and semiconductor projects. GCon will benefit from Webcore's experience and resources to pursue larger projects in various markets. Both companies are committed to mutual growth and serving their clients with quality and innovation. The transaction is expected to close in Q4 2025, pending regulatory approvals. Learn more about GCon and Webcore on their respective websites. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.